Hello. Hi, John. It's Jamie from INS. Are you okay to speak?
Hi, on you go.
Yep, great. Just need to do data protection again. Can you confirm your date of birth?
15752.
And your postcode?
BL55HF.
That's perfect. Just to let you know, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Great news. You've managed to do it. All the documents have just landed on my system then.
Right.
So thank you very much. So what I'll do is I will get your application sent to Redress today, okay? It'll probably be a couple of weeks until Redress acknowledge the application. It's usually 10 working days, so 2 weeks is their usual SLA service level agreement. Just to confirm, so I'm just obviously we've got all your details now. I just need to take your current GP. Do you know who they are?
Oh, I haven't a clue who my doctor is now, but it's in Buick Crescent Surgery.
What was that, sorry?
Buick Crescent. B-E-W-I-C-K.
Buick Crescent Surgery, right. And that is that Newton Aycliffe, yes?
Yes.
That's absolutely perfect. I'll add that into our system, okay? So what I'll do is, as I said, I'm going to submit your application to Redress this afternoon. I will obviously keep you updated in the coming weeks as soon as we've got any form of update, okay? And we've already got your proof of address and proof of identification, so that's all great, and we're good to go. Have you got any questions for me at this stage, John?
I just want to check, you got my daughter's details as well, didn't you?
Yes, she's been added to the beneficiary page. Right. And obviously, if need comes, we can always update that with the redress scheme moving forward if there's any changes in relation to that information. Okay?
Right, so you couldn't tell me, give me an idea if I'm successful, how long it'll take.
It's usually several months, so it's very hard to say how long is a piece of string potentially, isn't it? It's all down to a lot of external factors. So I'm going to get this submitted today. So the 2 week period for Redress Scotland to acknowledge the application should commence today. Okay. As soon as that's back, we will then pass this along to our data subject access request team. They're the people who submit all the relevant subject access requests. The relevant institutions then have 28 days. So there's another 4 weeks. So we've got 6 weeks in total till potentially we're in a position to review all of your evidence and then draft witness statements. But again, we're reliant largely on external factors outside of our control. But we do manage these as best as possible. We do chase frequently as well to make sure things are coming in on time. And ultimately, if needs arise, we will also go down the specific routes of issuing complaints with these data holders if they do not abide by the relevant periods to provide the information. Is that okay?
I'm asking, my stepdaughter's late husband, he passed away just there about 5-6 weeks ago. He had a claim in and he was supposed to be settled up, and he's been waiting about 3 years.
And who did he go with, the solicitor's firm, or has he done it directly?
I think it was with a solicitor's firm.
Yeah, obviously, I can't comment on other solicitors' firms and how they go about their business. However, we do have quite tight time scales here.
I know the solicitor was in touch with her. She had to go down and confirm. No, proof of address, her name, no, who she was, because she was named as a beneficiary. And she's still sitting waiting.
Yeah, and sometimes
she's just waiting to the panel or something like that.
Yeah. So but the panel.
I
don't believe it should be taking that long. Obviously, I can't really comment on those particular situations. Relatively speaking, as long as you've given everything to Redress in terms of they might have asked these people for further evidence or further documents, and these people might have missed that correspondence or not provided the evidence, therefore it's effectively on hold. That's obviously, in your case, if any of that happens, Redress correspond with us. We get the information they need. We give it back to them straight away. And then the case keeps progressing.
Because I'd like to think I'd maybe see a wee bit of it before I go.
Ideally, John, we want that to happen as well. We want to push this through as soon as possible. As I said, Redress have got 14 days to acknowledge the application. If they don't acknowledge it, I'll be straight on the tails chasing it, okay, because I don't like my clients waiting around. Then when it gets passed to our evidence team, they have, the institutions have 28 days to provide all the information. And as I said, we are quite tight with our timescales, and we do have certain processes in place for when relevant bodies aren't doing what they should do. We don't just sit there and wait for the documents to come in. As I said,
there's not much I can prove, you know what I mean? I can only say I was in there. I mean, see what happened.
But there's you don't need to do anything else, John. That's the whole point of instructing solicitors. That's what we're going to do on your behalf. So we're going to make sure we have all the evidence in place to get you the best possible outcome we can with the evidence available. So don't worry about that, okay? The documents have been signed. That was the first hurdle, and you've managed to get over it. So that's absolutely amazing. So as I said, I'll get the application submitted this afternoon, and then I will be in touch, okay? You mightn't hear from me for a couple of weeks, but if you ever need to speak about anything at all, just give me a call and I'll be happy to assist. Okay?
Okay. Thanks very much for your help.
Anytime, John. I'll speak to you soon. You too. Take care. Bye now.